whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
At Webb Hyundai, qualify and get your new 2016 Elantra with 0% financing for 72 months plus up to $2,000 in bonus cash. Webb Hyundai, just 20 minutes from Chicago in Highland, Indiana, or at WebbHyundai.com.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
The new Webb Auto Outlet is now open in Palos Hills. Search WebbAutoOutlet.com to view our outstanding collection of premium pre-owned import and domestic vehicles for less. That's WebbAutoOutlet.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
That looks and feels just like Mink. These PJs will make her feel like she's wrapped in sweet, soft luxury. Delivery is guaranteed by Valentine's Day, but you have to order now. Visit pajamagram.com. Or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Give the gift of warmth and love this Valentine's Day with a hoodie footy. Only from Pajamagram. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
Bernard.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Sean O'Neill in Chicago on Irving Park Road help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther. He'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put $100 extra in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state by calling State Farm agent Sean O'Neill at 773-685-3600 today.
Recently, Verizon had to use tiny red balls to try to make you think they had a much better network than Sprint. But there's one big thing they left out. The new Sprint LTE Plus network delivers faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. While Verizon seems to be focused on tiny balls, Sprint has been obsessively focused on building the network of the future. And to celebrate, Sprint is cutting their rates in half. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rates. You get the new Sprint LTE Plus network with faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And we'll even cover your cost to switch, up to $650 per line. Only from Sprint. Better for less.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings through 1-818 after pay full amount. Restrictions apply. Buy up your reward card after online registration and phone turn-in.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears GM Ryan Pace issued a release this morning thanking Matt Forte for his long tenure with the team, but saying the team recently met with Forte to inform him the Bears would not extend a contract offer for the 2016 season. Tom Thayer stopped by this morning to share his thoughts on Matt Forte.
I respect the heck out of Matt Forte, and not only what he did during the season, but his commitment to the offseason to make sure that he was ready and prepared to take a stronghold on that position every year that he was here. And that was an admirable quality about, I think, the great running backs in Chicago history is their commitment to the offseason to be ready for the season.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Raiders agreed to a one-year lease extension to remain at the Oakland Coliseum through the 2016 season. Tough night for the Blackhawks last night. They fell to the Stars 4-2 at home. Hawks will try to bounce back tomorrow when they host Anaheim. Artemi Panarin was working out off the ice today, was not at the morning skate, But Coach Q says he is progressing and recovering from his illness and that he's hopeful Panarin will play tomorrow. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer joined Brian Hanley and David Haugh this morning on The Score. He says this isn't the only year he hopes the Cubs feel the pressure of being among the favorites to make the postseason.
You want to build a really good team, and then you want to be a team that everyone thinks is really talented and really functional for a long time. I mean, I certainly hope that, you know, heading into 2016 isn't the only time that people look at us as a World Series contender. You know, that our hope was that we'd take the time to build it up, and then now, you know, we could stay at this level for a while.
You can hear more with Jed Hoyer at MullenHanley.com. And don't miss MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred with Bruce Levine tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on Inside the Clubhouse right here on 670 The Score. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. And check out the Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Catch Barry Rosner and Joe Ostrowski broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner on Monday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Julie had updates all day, and we appreciate it. Thank you to our guests, including a couple that hopped on as the news of the day shifted rather rapidly. Tom Thayer from the Bears broadcast team and Rich Campbell from the Tribune. Even though the phone connection was a little rough, Jack McCallum was fun to talk basketball with today at 11 o'clock. Our producers are Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, man. Kevin Zipak also helped out. James Woodard also helped out. My God. And Brian Gersh is the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. On Monday, it's a holiday. Barry and Joe Ostrowski will be live at the Auto Show in this time slot. On Tuesday, I will be back and at the Auto Show as well. Right now, we talk to Bernsie. And a Batacola. The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, on Saturday, February 20th. What's up, dudes?
Hi. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
No, Maddie's mic wasn't on. There we go. Not your fault.
Hi. No. What's going on?
So I inquired with one of my Bears guys, and he said very simply, this decision on Forte was made long ago. There was never any consideration of re-signing him. The reason why they didn't go the route of an easily refusable low-ball offer was they were burned by what happened with Brian Urlacher, and they wanted it to be clean. And they understood that Forte was professional. Everything's fine. It's just something that they had made their decision a while ago. They didn't agonize over this. They didn't really discuss all the what ifs. This was a done deal, and they didn't want to make it any messier by floating out something.
Seems like Forte, just in the very brief comments there, I mean, it's hard to read if there's any bitterness or anything like that. He just kind of wanted to make clear, at least, despite my wishes. So he said that, and we'll see if there's any bitterness. A lot of times there is, no matter how you handle it.
How do you feel about that? That's the way they did that, wanting to avoid an Urlacher thing.
Absolutely fine. This is big business.
Seems smart.
This is football business, and this is what it's
right.
What you
do. Then if you think that he can help your team in the future, you make him the deal that best suits your team. If he says no, then you move on. Who cares if you hurt feelings or you cause a situation where it seems disrespectful? This is a bit. I mean, you know, I'm all saying is that the players can't one day say, oh, it's business, I get it, it's business, I get it, and then, you know, be mad and sour because they didn't get the contract offer they wanted.
But that's what Urlacher and Briggs spent a career doing.
Well, I mean, okay, and I think they look foolish for it.
And it was.
So I think, you know, if the Bears, if really they wanted to avoid an Urlacher situation, if that was their intent, they didn't want to seem disrespectful or create any kind of news. Who cares? Make a contract offer you feel is best for your team. If you feel like he can still contribute to winning football games for you,
but if they didn't
then you
want
move
him.
Forward. If they didn't want him, that's different.
Right.
But then lying and saying that we're trying to avoid an Urlacher situation is stupid.
No, that was part of the reason why in their calculus for what you were saying, PR purposes, where it would they were
right,
thinking,
because
would,
they're so concerned with their PR purposes the message they send out as an organization.
But that's where Phil Emery screwed up.
Right.
Emery screwed up thinking, I need to make it look like we gave Brian a chance to return.
Right. And this is Ryan Pace now.
Exactly.
And Ryan Pace can
they
just
don't
say,
care.
And they can just say, we didn't want Matt Forte, so you move forward.
We've
decided this time just to
that's what they're
part
doing.
Ways. And, you know, but to say things like, oh, we want to avoid that kind of stuff. Who cares?
No, they're not saying it publicly. That's just what
I know.
That's just what they're talking about.
I know.
They didn't
say it publicly, but that's what they're talking about. It just seems silly.
I'm saying they didn't want to make the Emery mistake.
Right.
And that's because they don't
want. Well, they're not going to. That guy was dumb as a box of rocks.
I'm enjoying the hell out of this. Keep rolling, Maddie. I like it, man. You guys are going to have a fun afternoon.
It's fine. No, it's good.
Well, no,
it's good.
They're doing exactly what you said. They did not make him an offer because they don't want him on the team.
Okay. But it just, I think you said when you talked to your guy that they stated it this way, that they wanted to avoid a certain circumstance. Well, then, if you're trying to avoid that, I said, you don't want him anymore.
No, I asked. I said, well, they didn't want him. But okay. I said, why didn't they make a cosmetic effort like the Erlang? They said they didn't want to have any of the problems that caused.
That's fine. I was letting you guys talk about the OJ things. I still haven't seen it yet because okay. I have it on DVR.
I got you. I'm so into it. I love it.
I'm looking forward to watching it when I have the time to sit down and do it. In 94, when that chase was happening.
June 17th, so much going on. And they do a pretty good job already of showing you a couple things, like Chris Darden goes into his dad's house or whatever. He's like, I'm watching the U.S. Open. It's Arnold Palmer's last one, you know? And because that was one
going,
of the
was it was going? So was that a Sunday?
Yes, it's Sunday. Okay. Arnold Palmer's last U.S. Open.
The chase? I thought the chase
Saturday.
The chase was Friday. I thought
I was at a bar on the north side called North Beach. It was like an indoor volleyball bar.
Do we know,
bar.
It was Sunday. Do we know June 17th for sure?
June 17th.
Well, we look that up.
Friday makes perfect sense because Arnold certainly would not have made the cut.
He would not
Friday
have been out.
Oh, right. You're right, and that's why there are some moments where he's saying goodbye because he's not making the cut. That's
I was in the press box at Candlestick Park covering the Cubs, and we were watching the NBA final. Watching the NBA finals,
right.
And they cut away from it.
Yeah, I had just flown back from California that day and stopped, got my car at the airport and was stopped at a gas station, the first one I came to.
And you saw O.J. throwing the bag away?
No, and I'm sitting at the counter of the gas station, and the guy behind the counter was looking at a little, like, 6-inch monitor, you know, black and white monitor, his face glued to it, and I'm standing at the counter, I'm like, hi, can I, hello? You know, because he had to go in and pay at that time.
Right.
And I'm like, can I, you know, the guy was ignoring me. And he turns around, he goes, can you believe this happening? I'm like, I have no idea. I just got off a flight at O'Hare, and I'm just trying to go home. I don't have no idea what you're talking about. He's like, yeah, they're chasing O.J. Simpson down the highway.
I'm like, staring at a huge projection TV in this weird, like, indoor beach volleyball bar. And
what, off North Avenue, off Weed Street?
It was called North Beach.
Yeah, I remember that place.
I remember North Beach.
Yeah, yeah. Huge like that place. Screens, and we're watching
what were you doing there?
NBA Finals. My cousin,
So you were like in a funny. Beach volleyball team, were you?
No, his med school.
In your jeans?
It was his med school or young place. Doctor friends were at a big Hold party on. There, and he said, come on over and stop by. And
do you have any video of yourself playing beach volleyball?
Oh, we were playing.
That we could share?
Yeah.
It's funny because I watched an NBA Finals game there. I watched the Sonics Bulls game there against the Sean Kemp, Gary Payton.
I was covering
Sonics.
That series. I didn't watch any NBA Finals there at North Beach.
You know, he dumped a bag of clothes somewhere near O'Hare. The bag of whatever that he carried with him to Chicago on that plane the night after he killed them both, he brought to Chicago, and that bag of stuff disappeared somewhere near the airport. They never found it.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. So, yeah, Palmer.
Somebody's got it at a Rosemont basement. I guarantee you.
Shula's Joe's.
It's on display at some restaurant there, probably.
Put it up there.
That's how my wife left me, Shula's. Right. And OJ left me this bag.
So you had Arnold not making the cut on the Friday. You're right. You had the Women's World Cup soccer being taken place.
Oh, I remember that.
You had the Mark Messier-led Rangers parade after they had won the Stanley Cup, after he guaranteed it. And you had the NBA Finals. You had all of that going on in addition to the chase, which is why the documentary, June 17th, 1994, that 30 for 30, it's just done flipping channels.
Wait, what was that Finals? Was that Houston?
Yeah.
Houston, mm-hmm. New York.
John Starks won.
Oh, that was the New York one? Okay.
Yeah. One of those two.
The first episode, I mean, Maddie, I think you'll like it. The first episode was really good.
Yeah.
Matt liked the second one as well. I didn't care for the second one as much. It's all about the chase, and it's just
is it just two? Is it just two? Or is
no,
it,
it's like nine or
oh, it, yeah, oh,
I think
it's long?
Ten. I think it's 10 parts.
So I got a lot more recording to go. Okay.
The acting is terrific. Travolta's phenomenal.
It's a crazy cast. They put together
fun,
for
fun
it.
Fun cast for sure.
Although it was funny, we've kept playing that one sound bite from Malcolm Jamal Warner.
It sounds like Tracy Morgan.
He sounds like Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, you know, this is this
everything's
is
terrible. Yeah,
everything is terrible.
He sounds like Tracy Morgan in it.
By the way, your producer, Chris Tannehill, looks awesome today. He has a white Super Bowl 50, like, rain slicker, windbreaker thing, which is badass. And then he's wearing the brand new...
Did he get that for free somewhere, or did he buy it?
I don't know. And he's wearing the brand new White Sox logo, the spring training
The spring training
logo.
Hats are awesome.
And
I think
he's got it. That is so badass.
I think most of those new hats for spring training are awesome. I don't know if you've looked through all of them.
The other White Sox ones or
no,
other teams?
All MLB teams. They're
I
awesome.
I have not.
Yeah, you should take a look through. Most of them are great.
Well, check it out. Tanny's rocking.
Yeah, the White Sox one is great.
See, he can get away with that stuff without looking like an idiot. I don't know why, because he's, I mean, the shoes and like, if I wore that, I would just look like a jamoke.
You pretty much do, no matter
that's what
though.
I'm saying, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's his thing. That's why.
Brinsey, that one time he didn't look like a Jamoke was good, though. It was a sundress and red pumps, if I remember correctly.
I thought the lipstick was a little heavy.
Oh, damn.
The flowers that were in my, yeah.
The red lipstick,
I
thought.
You're going to host afternoons.
Maddie, Phil has gone 7-under through the first 10 today. He leads.
Is he really?
He leads at Pebble at 11-under. Freddie Jacobson in second.
He hates Phil, though.
I know he does, but it makes sense.
I don't hate Phil anymore.
Why?
We've talked about this on the air a couple seasons ago. I came to a point where I could appreciate Phil and not hate him.
I think you still hate him, though. I think you're kind of talking yourself into a position.
It was because when I sat down to evaluate it, and it was probably, I think it was after doing shows with you, sat down to evaluate because I think we talked about him one time, and I pointed at Matt when I said you, that my hatred for Phil, it was derived out of the fact of people that hate Tiger. That love Phil that caused my hatred for Phil.
Well, you know what brought it to a boil? Okay. I bet what brought it to a boil was the Sunday he won the Masters the year following the months of Tiger's scandal. And everyone, including lots of people in this town.
Because he was the anti-Tiger, and he does it the right way, and he's a good guy.
People wrote it all over the country, and including in this town. Oh, he's the great guy. He's the great family man. He's like, the most perfect person.
Remember what happened?
Against this piece of garbage.
Right.
Tiger Woods,
all the comparison.
Which is such an incredible load of crap.
Right, because bookies into him for millions.
Oh, listen,
he's not a good guy, but for different reasons. But the thing that they held him on a pedestal for was like, look at what he did. He stood by his wife through breast cancer. Oh, okay.
What was he supposed to do?
I mean, right, who doesn't do that?
If you're Lance Armstrong, you leave Sheryl Crow.
Newt Gingrich. He's a piece of crap. I mean, so what's going to happen? Honey, Dr. Lane, I have breast cancer today. That's it. I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Take care.
That sucks for you.
So you're going to honor someone for staying married by their sick wife? So I'm like, whatever. You guy's an idiot. But that's really where it came from. It came from the hatred for Tiger and then the propping up of Phil as being a great guy because he's not Tiger. That's where the hatred started from. So it had nothing to do really with Phil. I can learn to appreciate his game. I don't hate him as much anymore.
A couple items that the Texans
are... He's just fat and have boobs, though.
Hey, kind of got to admire him.
A couple items the Texans are helping us out with.
He's not a golfer, though.
It was the Men's World Cup, not the Women's World Cup, that was going on. And the cops thought that OJ dumped the bag near the hotel he was staying.
They searched
Cumberland
for
and
months.
Higgins. Yeah. They were combing the grass off 90 right there.
Yeah, never did find it. And they know he left his room at some point that night.
Wait, so he killed him, hopped the... I don't remember the story. Hopped the plane, came to Chicago for what? But
I don't know what he was coming
Chicago
here for.
And that's where he broke the glass in the room. Allegedly broke the glass, and that's where the blood all came from.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. But he had a bag of stuff with him, and that bag of stuff disappeared here by the hotel in Chicago, though nobody found it.
Lots of hotels over there. That area.
They just throw the hotels at you. This ship change was brought to
pasta,
you
pasta.
By the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, on Saturday, February 20th. Yeah, he left the hotel. He went to Basta Pasta with North, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he went back to the hotel.
That's exactly right.
Anyone else for a night on the town, right?
That's the timeline. Yeah. Yeah. OJ's Night on the Town. I used to love that bit. Abatacola and Bernstein. Have fun this afternoon, boys.
We shall. We got a lot. It's just sort of thing. Guests just kind of popping up here. Dan Pompey and Olin Krutz. We got Friday Fung, Wild at Heart today. So all kinds of stuff. We got to get to this, the Jackie Robinson West lawsuit, too, which may be the most ridiculous lawsuit I've ever filed.
Hysterical. I do hope they win against Stephen A.
Smith. Yeah, we all love that Stephen A. Smith is being sued. The rest of it is just ridiculous.
I don't know what they're alleging. I mean,
they're blaming the whistleblower. They're blaming suing the whistleblower
and then
for
saying
the
that
truth.
They were wronged when they were exalted. They got parades and money flowing in and go to the White House and all that. You were very far from wronged. You got way too much than you deserved.
I love that they're mad at ESPN for putting them on TV.
They called a press conference.
You guys put us on TV.
You called a press conference to have the kids stand there in uniform as your shields. You used them as props. Stop putting us on TV when we call press conferences. What?
Oy. All right, boys. Have fun.
Have a good time.
All right, have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Enjoy Manny's Deli.
I will. I'll see you Tuesday.
So long, everybody.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. It appears that Cam Newton isn't the only sore loser walking the streets these days. Add New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft to the list. In an interview Thursday with a Boston TV station, Kraft mentioned running into Archie Manning at the Super Bowl. Kraft said he congratulated Manning on the fact that his two sons have now won 4 Super Bowls, 2 apiece. But Kraft said, he added, "We have a son who's won 4. The comment was a cheap shot, a loser shot, and completely inappropriate at that moment. How about just saying, "Congratulations, you must be a proud father today." If Manning wasn't such a nice guy, he might have responded to Kraft by saying, "Yeah, Tom's great. Of course, his playoff record against my sons was 2-5. Manning didn't say that. It's called having class. Something lacking around the NFL these days. I'm John Feinstein.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th. U.S. only.
The amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a coach giving the ultimate pep talk. Listen, the proper technique is going to progressive.com so you can see Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates, even if we're not the lowest, like we practiced. And remember, no matter what happens, the important thing is to try and save some money out there.
Thanks, coach.
Man, I love this job.
Compare rates and save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Why do people love The Big Bang Theory more than any other comedy?
What a stupid question.
It not only entertains, it informs.
CBS Thursday. Whether you're looking for smart or funny.
Am I being weird?
Yes. And that's coming from me.
Have we got a match for you?
Sounds kind of perfect. Can I get a what?
What?
close enough.
It's TV's number one comedy.
I just got chills.
Yeah, I know. Pretty exciting.
Catch The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the week.
773, was Dallas Green a hard guy to deal with? He looked mean. I was fine with him until April 29th, 1983.
Is that the Lee Ely affair?
That would,
yay.
Why is that thing still in this thing?
Highest win.
Partying.
Lou Grabstein. Partying.
Ron Rivers.
Fun. Looking forward to the week.
Manny in Jacksonville.
I don't know.
Ryan in Atlanta.
Jerry Kramer.
No! Who is the offensive lineman who was announced lastly in that stupid, asinine, crappy, garbage, terrible production game by NFL Network? Who is the offensive lineman, damn it? Larry Naples. Who's the offensive lineman?
Forrest Gregg.
No, I said it's not Forrest Gregg! Jeff! Wake up! Dead! This is the garbage you're giving? Zach in Philly.
Bill Curry?
No, I just said it was about Curry.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work.
Oh, God.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
Looking forward to the weekend.
The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Everything is terrible.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you for the next 4.5 hours or so. We'll do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Indeed, I'm Dan Bernstein. That is Matt Abaticola in for the recovering Terry Bores, who is having his bodily fluids replaced with synthetic alternatives. Our show today is Dan Pompey, the Hall of Fame football writer at 2, Olin Krutz, our old friend at 3, second half at 3:30, 4 o'clock today, Friday, Fung for Valentine's Day. It's our annual episode of Wild at Heart, your stories of the lengths to which you have expended energy to woo or impress your intended. And that is, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and we'll hear stories of success, stories of failure, or maybe you were the object, maybe you were the target of it. We'd like to hear that as well. We'd like to hear it from both perspectives. I'm sure there are some wacky stories out there, so we are interested in hearing them. 312-644-6767 is the number, WSCR, The Score. Email us, boarsandbernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting! Oh, shake your head at me.
I don't do that.
Oh, that's beneath me.
It is beneath me. Two idiots yelling and screaming for 5 hours.
It's 67011. Text Zone on the Score presented by Grossinger. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at @Boars_Bernstein. I'm at @Dan_Bernstein. He is at @MattAbaticola. And there is boarsandbernstein.com. Did I mention that? And the radio.com app. It's always a jumble in my head. Your mobile device, use radio.com. You can enjoy
there's so much stuff.
Things, I know. And look at this. Wow. Our producer's screening calls in lieu of Matt today. He's not Lou. He's James Woodard.
Anytime somebody is born at the end of September, you got to assume that's people that were conceived around New Year's Eve. If they're, shall we say, sober enough. I guess a lot of people's parents didn't want that discussed. You can't talk about that with my kids when they're in fifth grade. Really? I guarantee you a lot of what I learned when I was real young was on the street.
What the hell?
What are they talking about? What are they in fifth grade? What about people getting knocked up in fifth grade? What's he talking about?
Maybe he
made. What you talking about, Lou Grabstein?
When he was in fifth grade, he made some comment to a guy with a September birthday. Your parents were probably drunk, and that's when you got conceived on New Year's, and then somebody punched him. I don't know.
How does that? I don't like.
It was against
that,
the context of the Super Bowl commercial with the Super Bowl
the
babies.
Super babies. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, that's fine.
I was going to ask what avenue they got down to get to that conversation, but yeah, that makes sense.
Chris Tannehill.
It was almost like the same play he did against the Patriots where he slid down in the pocket and got up. Or was that the...
That was against the Steelers,
Yeah. That's what it was.
He made a big play down the field.
I'm glad you can remember things.
Well, CTE is tough, I tell
you. Well, it is, but you know...
It's not a laughing
matter
either.
Carolina's challenging the ruling on the...
Hey!
Well, I mean, it's everything's about context, and that probably isn't the time or the place. We try to have mordant fun with it sometimes,
right.
But that's difficult just to kind of offhandedly throw
right.
it. Well, hey, you know, brain damage. Hey,
brain damage, real tough to deal with.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it sucks that you played the NFL.
Not a laughing matter, though. No, it's not.
Your brain's not working.
That was good.
Yeah, that's
scoreboard update.
You could call it CTA and get immortalized at the score if you want.
I mean, that's one way
to do it. Yeah, that's another way for all of us to.
Who did you have getting CTA?
Junior Seau.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what? That was like the fourth time I read it that day, and all three of them before. Don't say any. Just be careful as you go through it. Nope.
Yep.
Former Chargers linebacker Junior Seau did have CTE. as soon as I said it, I went, oh no.
I just found
my way into the drop hole.
That's right. The best part. That's like Joe Bartosz, what he called Boone Logan, Bone Lugan. and the immediate aftermath, he knows it. He knows that that's it, and that's indelible.
Wasn't Connor Solar Homo?
Yes.
he did the same
thing. Solar Homo,
Like as soon as he said, he like sat back in the microphone.
Yeah,
like,
you know, nope. I think to your credit though, I think something needs to be said. Like once you, if you immediately catch yourself saying it, I think there's less damage done. It's the guys that are completely unaware of what they say.
But, Jason, capital B, capital U, capital N is right up there too.
It's Lefty Hurler Bone Lugan.
Just stops the whole update, right?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Can't get it back. All right, let's try this one. It is 1:31, and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. The Bears are turning the corner on a franchise player, the team confirming today that Matt Forte will not be offered a contract for the 2016 season, ending the running back's career on the lakefront.
I respect the heck out of Matt Forte, and not only what he did during the season, but his commitment to the offseason to make sure that he was ready and prepared to take a stronghold on that position every year that he was here. And that was an admirable quality about, I think, the great running backs in Chicago history is their commitment to the offseason to be ready for the season.
That's Tom Thayer on the Score earlier this morning, and Forte ranks second behind Walter Payton in five categories, including yards from scrimmage, pass receptions, and 100-yard rushing games. But the two-time Pro Bowler only reached the postseason one time in his eight seasons. Jeremy Langford now becomes the heir apparent for the Bears. The Bulls have the week off to figure out what they want to be going forward. And the 27-25 record heading into the All-Star break, they will open the second half with a back-to-back with Cleveland and Toronto right out of the gate. Paul Gasol will play in the All-Star game on Sunday. Tonight is the Celebrity Game and the Rising Stars Challenge in Toronto. Blackhawks have dropped two straight. They're off today, an awful first period victory last night against the Stars. They'll host the Ducks tomorrow night. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred will be on tomorrow's edition of Inside the Clubhouse right here on 670 The Score. I'm Matt Riddlewald. You're listening to the new radio home for Chicago Cubs baseball. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs baseball.
I don't think Bears fans should necessarily be wailing about the departure of Matt Forte, and I don't think they are. I think we've sort of moved on to a real understanding that smart football teams don't pay 30-year-old running backs. It makes sense. And there's no reason to have the discomfort of, well, he's back and it's a short-term deal and he can still help. And then what if, he's a proud guy. Mm-hmm. And what if he starts to slip? What if they have to bench him? What if you have that kind of divided locker room where somebody says, oh, we want our guy out there and they want to push Lankford out there? It's so much easier just to make it clean. Let's move on. We'll get Lankford and Carey. We'll go. We'll get a third guy. Maybe find a veteran free agent and there you go. Here's your team. Go with it.
Yeah, no, I mean I'm waiting to pass judgment until I see where he goes and what he signs for and to see what possibly he could have stayed in Chicago for at what length of time. Because I still think he's a guy that can be helpful to a team as far as winning football games. He seems to me as one of those guys that is going to play above that median age for running backs and still play well. It seems he's going to be like that. He seems like a pretty durable guy that really takes his health and his fitness really to heart every day of the offseason. So I think he can still play and contribute. So I'll wait before I pass judgment and the whole thing.
Well, I won't
to
be
see
mad.
Where he goes. I'm not going to be mad about it because, here's the weird thing about it. He's second in rushing, second in yards from scrimmage for the Bears. He's one of the all-time Bears great running backs of all time. He's a outstanding guy from what I hear. He's great off the field, never been an issue, seems like a great teammate, seems like his teammates love him. And I have absolutely zero emotional feelings about him being gone. It just seems like, given his career, there should be more to it. But it just seems like he's been great, but it's just kind of like, eh.
Right.
The whole time. I mean, you look and you go, second all-time in yards and second all-time in yards from scrimmage? Like, wow. It just doesn't seem like that. There's no emotional connection to Matt Forte for some reason.
The position itself, too, has become fungible in a way that we did. They used to be the stars. The running backs were the big-time stars of the league, and those were your marquee names. And the league realized that when you get a guy who's terrific and you can get 8 years out of him, wonderful, but that's the exception. Usually you get 2 years out of a guy, you run him into the ground and you replace him.
Yeah.
And you knew it as soon as they drafted Lankford. And when he played well.
Started to contribute, right, yeah, absolutely.
It's not smart business. The issue for me, the much more difficult issue, is Martellus Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
Because as of right now, I still don't think they want him back. I think they want to move him. However, that's a position of need. There's nothing available in the draft. Zach Miller is, and it's that you could.
Didn't Zach Miller end up hurt at the end?
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Yeah, he's got a history of injuries, and you don't really have anybody there. They were signing guys off the street that ended up playing. So the tough call isn't Forte. The Forte call is easy. They made it a long time ago, and we're not going to play any other games with trying to make people happy about this. So goodbye, and they made sure it was clean. The Martellus thing is. You can make an argument for get over your not liking him because if you want to be good next year, you need him badly.
You need him to be your starting tight end.
But I don't think he's going to be.
What is it? I mean, what is it he's done to really make himself so unwelcome here for the team?
They think he's a problem in the locker room and on the practice field because there's been numerous incidents. He's not well liked by teammates. And it's a very football-y culture. And they remain bothered by the fact that he's not footballing enough. He's not about the game. He's not into it as much as other guys are. He shows up. He does his stuff. But there's a reason why he was suspended at one point. There's a reason why there's been some of these practice outbursts just go against a lot of what they stand for.
Yeah, I know. But that sounds really stupid to me when you look at the culture of the NFL where you'll have a guy who can have multiple arrests and be a criminal. And if you can contribute to a winning football team, guy sign him and bring him back or bring a guy into a new team. A guy who talks too much, who's not football enough and is kind of artsy and weird and strange and does paintings and, he does sculptures and he's more concerned with looking good on Instagram, it seems. but he can contribute and play football. That's, I mean, that's the thing.
I get it either way. That I know that it might be the kind of thing where a coach is going to say we'll deal with a lesser player to have more of a cohesive locker room and make sure that there's nobody talking back to me and nobody making life difficult. But they need a tight end. Yeah, and he's a really good tight end.
I get it. And sometimes it just seems like football teams and organizations, coaches, front office are just too sensitive about things.
I agree.
But
with that too.
But other things though, they're willing to look past a guy who killed somebody
and
or
murder and
right
pillaging.
Rape murder yeah. right. That's okay.
West Loop, Jerry's on the score.
Maticola.
What's up, Jerry?
I wasn't going to call today. I heard you talking. I said, God, they got somebody on there that makes sense. Call right away before the guy goes to lunch. Honestly, Maticola, you're totally right, man. We in Chicago, don't get me wrong, we got rid of Brandon Marshall because he was he talked too much in the locker room. But he went to New York with a rookie coach, big market, New York, bigger than Chicago. And the guy
getting rid of him was the right thing. And this has nothing to do with the Forte situation.
No. I want to talk about Forte. Don't hang up, baby.
I'll hang up if I want to hang up.
Oh, okay. Now you want to get personal.
No, it's not personal. I'm just saying, don't tell me what to do.
I don't mean how it's your feelings, man. I'm just trying to, I'm just.
Don't say don't hang up.
I'm not trying to hurt your feelings.
You're not hurting my feelings. I'm just saying that I'll hang up if I want to hang up.
What did you say about Matt Forte? The guy gave you good years. I hear you almost being a little. This guy was a perfect citizen. You couldn't get to be a better player than Matt Forte.
No one denies that. He was 8 years. He was terrific. But then you don't pay a guy for what he's done. You pay some.
But make him an offer.
No, they didn't. You don't make a guy an offer if you don't want him back.
Man, you guys are too personal.
I'm not being personal, Jerry, it's not personal. Let me explain to you. The Bears didn't make him an offer because they didn't want him on their team anymore.
I know. Man, I've been in Chicago for 72 years. I was born and raised there.
Okay, but if you know that, then you're not unhappy about it.
No, I'm not unhappy. What it is, it's the logic in it. From a business aspect, it absolutely made no sense because all those guys are making only $1 million. That's why they got bad football players.
Okay, all right. This is all over the map now. Thank you, Jerry. This is off the rails.
Yeah, with the Forte situation, I just said that he was a great player for the team, one of the best running backs in team history. And just for me personally, I don't have any emotional connection. And it's really weird for a guy to amass the amount of stats he has for this team, mm-hmm. a guy that I cheered for, a guy that I enjoyed watching playing, a guy that was a great person off the field for the organization. It's weird not to have any kind of emotional connection. I think that says a lot about who he is as a player within the team itself as far as the fan base is concerned. Martellus Bennett, I think the Bears need the guy. You keep him and you deal with his issues because there are a lot worse guys out there that still get teams and even get new teams to offer contracts. Brandon Marshall had to go, Jerry. That was the absolute right situation. He was a complete distraction. You know, they say that Martellus isn't liked in the locker room. He's kind of a distraction to the team. His distraction, in my opinion, is one millionth of what Brandon Marshall was. Yeah. And Marshall had to go. And it was even interesting hearing Marshall on Showtime the other night on Inside the NFL talk about his departure from Chicago, how he even, for the first time that I heard, he took responsibility, took some blame, and said that he didn't handle the media situation properly, didn't do things right on his end. He wasn't taking all responsibility or enough, I think, as far as his part. But it was the first time I've ever heard him take responsibility for his departure in Chicago.
How about getting in verbal altercations with teammates after games?
Right, going after Robbie Gold and then, you know, hearing screaming come from the locker room, that kind of stuff. But it was the first time I've ever heard him. So maybe he's growing in that direction and maturing a little bit. Who knows what it is? But I also know, too, the guy was one of the best wide receivers I've seen wear a Bears uniform. He just didn't contribute his final year here because of injuries. I know that played a part in the way he acted as well.
Top of the hour, Dan Pompey joins us on the Boers and Bernstein Show with Matt Abatacola in for TB. You have the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to Income10.com to learn how.
That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
If you're naive to that, all you got to do is go think about Brock Vereen. And I keep bringing up his name in court from last year because the Bears drafted him two years ago, and then he was the starter throughout OTAs, eight plays into the first preseason game. They put in Adrian Amos and cut Brock Vereen. So right there, I mean, that those flags are still being raised this year. I mean, the challenge is the same. Your contribution to making sure John Fox's team is better this year than it was last year.
But this is certainly a different case, I would argue, because you just look at the comps. Look at the number of hits versus misses on 30-plus-year-old running backs getting signed.
Right.
It's just
chances are it's going to be bad.
Yeah, I mean, more times than not, it will be bad. I feel Matt Forte is going to be the guy that will be that small minority, that exception of guy who can still play beyond a certain age. And maybe I'll be shown wrong.
No, but I'm not going to be mad if he goes to the Packers and he's really good.
See, I might be if it's the Packers. If it's a team that you know contributes against you twice a season, and you know, particularly in your division, I won't like that. I'd prefer to see him, you know, outside the division for sure if he's still contributing to a winning football team. And also, I'm curious to see, you know, I'm not going to be mad and be like, oh, I'm not going to watch the Bears anymore. I'll be somewhat mildly disappointed if he goes for a short-term deal with not a whole lot of money. That could have been something comparable that the Bears could have done. But the bottom line is this, and I think this is the important thing of it. Just as you said, they didn't want him.
Right.
Okay, and more than anything, I want my franchise that I put my time into to make decisions and then follow through on those decisions, to make clear decisions and say, this is what we want. This is where we're going. This is what we don't want to do. And this is what we're going to do. That's what I want. It's the ambiguity or the uncertainty that I don't like. They said, I don't want Matt Forte. Good. Make that decision and move forward.
Your call, Ryan. Right. And that's why I followed up with, well, did they consider some sort of cosmetic
cursory offer to
mollify who? And they said no. They said they still have a sour taste with what happened with Urlacher. And
sure.
Even though Ryan Pace wasn't here, it was not a consideration that they wanted to do this correctly. They wanted to inform him early in the process and let him be. And I think it's been pretty clear. If you actually read the subtext of everything that everybody said, this has been clear for a while.
It seemed like it.
His agent would have known.
Right.
Those calls would have happened already. Whether or not there is the actual formal meeting, what goes on ahead of that, with people talking to people, they would have known.
Right.
Ryan Pace would have said, look, don't do anything yet until, because we still might have a number here that we're going to talk about. But they just didn't. They didn't talk about it. That wasn't going on.
And so that for me is the bottom line that makes me most confident that they just decided this is what they want to do, and they just made it very clear and move forward with it. That's fine. You know, of all the things, that's what I want for my organization, for my GM, is to not, you know, not draft a guy and then be uncertain if they want to keep him around or have a free agent or a guy who's a veteran who's been, you know, really who contributed for years and years and years, to have this uncertainty like, oh, we owe him something, or we should do this, or to take a guy and draft him and bounce him around five positions because you feel like he can be a football. Make a decision and move forward. That's what you have to do in this business.
West Side Rod, you're on the Score.
What's up, Rod?
What up, fellas? Long time no talk to. Listen, it's a wonder why businesses fail in all of our communities because of how people look and perceive how to pay people and when to pay people and why to pay them. And it's unbelievable that I have friends who said, well, you know, here we go again, Dan, and you'll love to hear this. Here we go again. Chicago not paying one of his athletes. This guy's 30. You've gotten 8 years out of a second round pick, right?
Yes.
Yeah, second round pick. Second round pick, you got 8 years out of this guy. Instead of looking at it this way, you have a young general manager and a head coach from the day they got in that damn door. They've been decisive in everything that they wanted to do. Jared Allen, hey, you know what? We tried it. It didn't work. Have a nice day. Brandon Marshall, nope, don't even try it. I'm sorry. Goodbye. You know, Matt Forte, we appreciate everything you've done for us as an organization, but here's your opportunity. They went in the draft last year and addressed two needs and got two starters out of it. That's the way you have to look at this thing. And this is the way we have to look at it going into the draft this year. We have to do this all over again.
Well, there's a whole other conversation to be had there. But,
right.
But Ryan Pace is allowed to make decisions that aren't based on sentiment. And
Chicago not re-sign.
You don't re-sign. Generally, it's bad business to re-sign 30-year-old running backs.
Right.
It just is.
Right. It's a philosophy that winning organizations they adhere to when they don't pay for previous performances. You have to look and evaluate what a guy can do for your future.
Especially in a cap environment. You can't just spend over your mistakes.
Right. And in particular for a Bears fan base here in Chicago, which is very passionate, very loyal, and gets very emotional about their team, you have to not look at it that way and say, oh, this is another mistake where they're not going to, you know, reward a guy for his loyalty and for his years of service and the, you know, all the stats he amassed for the team. That doesn't matter. You cannot adhere to the past. You have to look to the future and what a guy can contribute.
Stephen Palatine, you're on Sports Radio 670.
Hi. I think, you know, as a business decision, this is pretty obvious this is a business decision. I don't think it's that great of a football decision. I mean, it really, you have somebody who really does everything you want about, and completely underappreciated for amazing job that he's always done.
You know, Steve, I don't know if he's underappreciated. I just think that
he's feel emotionally attached to.
Well, that's just me personally. I mean, I'm not. But that's me personally. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, I see. I wouldn't confuse emotional attachment with appreciation.
Right. Not with the football side of it too. You have a guy that is known to produce. He still produced last year. Yeah, he got hurt, which is pretty rare for him. But you have a guy who still has a lot to learn in the blocking schemes, a lot to learn in the catching schemes. And Kadeem Carey is not a number two. That guy, he hits the hole really hard, but that guy is going to get hurt.
He gets hit really hard, though. That's a guy who isn't built to run to contact like he does.
Yeah, and the thing with Langford and Kadeem Carey, that there are things they have to learn, but that's what you have your coaching staff there for, and that's why you draft guys, because you expect them to progress each year and get better and develop as better football players. But you can't separate football and business. You can't say, oh, on one hand, it was a good business move, and on another hand, it was a bad football move. I mean, you have to work those two together. You can't separate the two.
Dan Pompey is going to join us in a moment. We'll get his thoughts on the Boers and Bernstein Show on the Score.
Chicago's sports morning show is Mully and Handley.
Jed Hoyer joins us.
What was your reaction seeing Chris Bryant swimming with sharks in Hawaii?
Funny, I'm glad I didn't know about it beforehand. That would have made me more nervous. It was okay seeing the footage and knowing that all's well that ends well.
Turn them on when you get out of bed. Or get in the car. Mully and Handley. Chicago's sports morning show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th, U.S. only.
It's refund season, America, and this year Block will get you your maximum refund plus a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people win $1,000 every day at Block. That's $1 million a day, but it's only here for a limited time, so what are you waiting for? Come into Block and get your money, and maybe $1,000 too. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18 plus. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl?
Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss